Landowners and local governments would have more say about frack sand mining under legislation that's being proposed by our guest lawmaker in this half hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, April 1st. We will welcome your questions for our guest lawmaker in this half hour, who is the circulating five bills that would regulate the booming frack sand mining industry in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Kathleen Weinhout. She is a Democratic State Senator from Alma in western Wisconsin, where numerous frack sand mining operations are located. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, before we get into frack sand mining, let me ask you a little bit about Governor Walker's proposed state budget, in that Joint Finance is going to be holding hearings starting this week. And I know some Democratic lawmakers want to hold their own hearings, including you. You want to hold your own hearings in western Wisconsin.
That's correct. I released a list of six different hearings, five or six, that we're going to have in western Wisconsin over the next 3 weeks, and there are no Joint Finance Committee hearings scheduled for my area. And people here in western Wisconsin have unique needs and sort of unique industry, as we're going to hear about in a minute, and there are things that they need to have as part of the budget. Probably the biggest problem we're facing right now is the stress on our small rural schools.
Yeah. Well, give us your general thoughts on the budget. I'm reading here where you think that this, or at least some of your constituents are telling you that this is the worst education budget in more than 30 years.
That's true. That quote came from two superintendents up in the Chippewa Valley. The reason they're saying that is because of the big changes in policy. I read through all the details of the statutory language this weekend, and I was struck at how clearly this language was written by the companies that will benefit when we move from a public education system in Wisconsin to a private education system, which is exactly what's happening. There's been a lot of press about the voucher program, which is basically giving money, public money to private schools. But what I'm also concerned about is something new called independent charter schools that are run by private companies, and they're basically unregulated. All of the chapters that affect education in our law are, they don't have to follow, and there's some automatic expansion that happens regardless of anything the legislature has to say. And I read through the details, and it's just clearly a very, very poorly drafted bill that was written, I believe, by lobbyists that represent companies that will benefit from this huge expansion of private for-profit education. And it's not a direction I don't think the citizens of Wisconsin want to take.
You know, Senator Weinhout, we just spent a good portion of our state capitol report in the last half hour talking about this new jobs report that came out showing that Wisconsin's one of the worst states in the nation for private sector job growth. Is this budget that's making its way through the legislature is that going to help job growth in Wisconsin?
I think the biggest thing that can help job growth right now is to improve our place where we do business, where we have good schools, we have a good transportation system, we have skilled workers, and that just isn't happening. We're seeing more and more inequity, both in the rural areas and the inner city urban areas, and people just aren't prepared for the jobs that are out there. At the same time, the Tech College wanted $90 million to help them prepare for the 21st century workplace, and the governor gave them $5 million. So I think there are a lot of problems with this budget, and I'm looking forward to these hearings, to helping people understand what's going on in the budget and then asking for their advice on how we should spend all this new money, because there is a lot of new money going into this budget.
All right, well, let's turn our attention now to the legislation that you are circulating. You haven't formally introduced these bills yet, but you're working on five bills that would regulate the frack sand mining industry in Wisconsin. Tell us why you are working on these bills first.
The most common complaint I get from citizens in western Wisconsin is, there's a sand mine going in my neighborhood, and I didn't know anything about it. I feel people need to know what's happening in their neighborhood. They have a right, as much as anybody else, to be able to participate in the decision-making on what is going to happen in their neighborhood. depending on how the zoning requirements are written, in some cases, Sarah Sand Mines going in without any public notice at all, I think that's wrong. I think there needs to be a public notice. There needs to be a conditional use permit when people buy property. I think that they need to know that there's a sand mine that's been permitted or a contract for a lease on a contiguous piece of property. I think people need to know about hearings in enough time to prepare. So one of the bills I have would require a 30-day notice published twice in a local newspaper and sent by first-class mail to every owner within a mile of the proposed mine. And finally, I think people need to know about the future. A lot of this has taken western Wisconsin by surprise. We find out now that there was prospecting going on as early as 2008, but nobody knew about this. Local government didn't know about it. Landowners didn't know about it. Nobody prepared for the onslaught of sand mines that we've seen in the last 18 months or 2 years. And we're right now, Joy, at an incredible number. We're at over 100 sand mines in western Wisconsin. One was just approved this past week of over a square mile in Trempealeau County. A sand mine was approved, and Trempealeau County is the epicenter. Trempealeau County has now 26 permitted mines, and people are saying, whoa, this is too much.
Well, why? Tell us why western Wisconsin is seeing this sand mine boom. You've got special sand there or something?
We do. We have unique geology in all the world, and that is why western Wisconsin has become the heart of the sand mining. The rush for sand mine. We have 500 million year old sand that is left over when Wisconsin was at the edge of an ocean. The glaciers did not come to western Wisconsin, which is why they call it the Driftless Area. The beautiful hills of western Wisconsin that I'm looking at over now, those beautiful hills were created because the glaciers are here because the glaciers never came and flattened the rest like the rest of the state. But we also have unique geological formations, we have unique problems. We have problems with flooding. When I'm looking out over the bottom line right now, it's all covered with water. And because of these unique problems, there are certain things that need to be followed in order, rules that need to make these sand mines safe. And right now we've seen spills with the flooding, and I expect to see more this coming spring. But the DNR has taken a very hands-off approach to this, partly because of our laws. Wisconsin regulates 1,000-acre sand mines like a quarter-acre gravel pit, and that's not right. And citizens are saying, whoa, we need to change this.
What do you mean by spills?
Spills are what happens when there's a lot of water that comes down in a very short time, like we had this weekend, and the holding pond that holds the water that's used to wash the sand breaks through its berm and rushes down into the neighbor's land, and in one case took out a small shed that belonged to an Amish man. In another case, ended up in the St. Croix River. There are chemicals that are used to separate the good sand from the bad sand from the sand mine's perspective. People are concerned about these chemicals being toxic. Some people have said that they're cancer-causing chemicals. They're flocculants that cause the sand to group together, to lump together, so they can separate out the different particle size. But if that ends up in the rivers, we've got problems. If it ends up in the neighbor's field, we've got problems.
And again, maybe we should mention that the reason why all this sand is being mined is that the sand is used in the natural gas fracking process.
That's right. The sand is being trucked in huge, long trains up to North Dakota, down to Arkansas, into Pennsylvania, down to Texas. Most of the people that are coming to western Wisconsin have an attachment to the oil and gas industry. Some of them have created companies that where they themselves are primarily in the business of oil and gas. They've created new companies that do what they call propellant, which is basically holding open the fissures in the earth as they force water down. The sand holds open the fissures when they frack for gas and oil to allow that gas and oil to be removed.
Yeah, and the fact that there are so many of these mines, I had no idea, 100 some mines in western Wisconsin alone, that sounds like a lot of good jobs, or no?
Well, Well, that's certainly the cry of the industry, but I have a lot of constituents who have taken a lot of time to go over to the parking lots of these mines, and they've taken a lot of pictures of out-of-state license plates and posted them on Facebook. And I think the general agreement around here is that the good, high-paying jobs are mostly taken by people in the oil and natural gas industry out of state. The jobs that are available to Western Wisconsin are mostly the trucking jobs. There is a lot of truck traffic that takes the sand from the mining area to the wash plant, and then usually it's loaded on by train at the wash plant. So this has caused damage to the roads, and a lot of people that are in local government have been worried about that damage. Right now, Wisconsin is behind the state in terms of job growth, but traditionally, especially in western Wisconsin, the unemployment rate has been pretty low. We're at about 5.3% unemployment in western Wisconsin. People go to La Crosse, people go to Eau Claire, and people go to the Twin Cities. That doesn't mean that we don't want jobs here in the local area, but we want jobs that are compatible with the rest of the industry that we have. Western Wisconsin is a tourism industry. It's an agricultural industry. Generally, people would say that tourism and agriculture are not compatible with mining, especially tourism. And we've seen a number of businesses close or worry about closing because of the mines, yeah. Tourism businesses.
A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association called your proposals anti-mining and that they would render most land unminable. Is that what you're trying to do, shut down this industry?
No. First of all, I'm trying to help make sure that citizens know and have a voice in the sand mine decision, the siting decision. And I've heard from both sides of this that people want to have that decision locally to site the mine. But frankly, the local officials don't have the staff to either help them decide where to put the mine or to regulate it once it goes into effect. So most of the bills are aimed at helping people know that there's going to be a sand mine in their area and having an input for them so that they can say, hey, I want it, but I don't want it here. I want it somewhere else, or I don't want it at all. Right now it's very unclear whether a local unit of government can say, I don't want it at all. The problem that the mining industry has, as near as I can tell, is that they don't like the bill that I suggested with a 2,500-foot setback. Now, there are places that they can mine within that, and as I said, we already have 100 mines. How many is too many? But I think that a lot of people say, well, what is the right number of feet? And I'd like to have that discussion. Right now, the industry says 100 feet. Well, 100 feet is less than the size of my big red barn. 100 feet is very, very close. We have a lot of constituent complaints when a mine is 100 foot from a residence.
Well, what do you think, listeners? Is it okay? Would you like a frac sand mine 100 feet from your residence? Or should there be a 2,500-foot setback for sand frac mines? Landowners and local governments would have more say about frac sand mining operations under legislation that our guest is proposing. Kathleen Weinhout is a Democratic state senator from Alma. If you have questions or a reaction, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be partly cloudy and cold, darn it, scattered light snow in northern Wisconsin, high temperatures around 30. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up after 8 o'clock, it's the first Monday of the month, and we will have another edition of Mondays with Mike after 8. WPR Director Mike Crane will join us with news about Wisconsin Public Radio, and he'll answer your questions and respond to your feedback as well. Right now, you're listening to our State Capitol Report, and in this half of our State Capitol Report, we're talking with a Democratic state senator from Alma in western Wisconsin, where there are numerous frack sand operations. She is working on 5 different bills to further regulate the industry, and we're welcoming your thoughts and questions for Senator Kathleen Weinhout at 1-800-642-1234. Joe in Ironwood, Michigan is with us. Hi, Joe.
Yes, good morning. It wasn't long ago that I'd heard there were 60 mining interests in the state of Wisconsin. Do you find that there's a problem between the local or between the local people who are setting the regulations and zoning ordinances and their gain in all of this? Do they stand to gain a lot? Is it a problem?
That's a really good question, Joe. There's been a lot of reporting done by the Star Tribune in Minneapolis about a conflict of interest between the local elected officials and the sand mine owners. I would say Trempealeau County is right now the hotbed of the development of those mines, and a quarter of those mines are in Trempealeau County, and that's where I've heard the most problems with the conflict of interest. Some of it has been reported in the news. Some of it is just sort of rumor. There does seem to be a close relationship between a lot of the people that serve on the county board and on some of the town boards and those that would benefit. I would say that the money from the oil and the natural gas industry is more money than anybody in western Wisconsin, or just about anybody, has ever seen in their life. We've seen huge amounts of money come into this county. Just to give you a feel for this, in the summer of 2010, there was property that changed hands, a 90-acre parcel, for about $2,000 an acre. The next summer, 2011, that property changed hands for $24,000 an acre. And so when poor farmers, they may be land-rich and cash-poor farmers, look at these sums and say, oh, my gosh, this gives me an opportunity to cash out and live and retire in a way I never imagined possible, it's really hard to say no. So what this flush of cash has done has really created a lot of strife among neighbors that have lived together for three, four, five generations. And it's really torn apart the local communities. And as you said, as you suggest, it's put some local elected officials in a situation where they may be very tempted to cross the line between what's legal and illegal. And of course, taking a vote in an interest for yourself or any direct relative is a violation of our conflict of interest law for local elected officials or any elected official.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go next to Sandy in Algoma. Hello, Sandy.
Hi. I think a 2,500-foot setback would be a good idea, because if you live too close, the fine dust particles hanging in the air is going to end up giving people silicosis, and you don't really want that, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandy. Is there a concern with the sand particles in the air, Senator Vinaut?
Yes, and it's very unclear what is safe and what is not safe, and that's one reason why there needs to be some type of buffer zone around the mine. Right now, the DNR is monitoring what they would call ambient air, which is just the general air that we breathe in any location. But there isn't any monitoring that's being done by the DNR about the mining dust that's coming off of the mine itself as it travels through the community. There's a sand mine in the village of Maiden Rock. Now, it's an underground sand mine, but the loading that happens is right downtown Maiden Rock. And I've had a number of complaints from people that live just a few hundred feet away of people that have been taken to the hospital, older people with respiratory problems that never came back. And I myself have asthma, and when I spend just a little bit of time up there, it clearly exacerbates my asthma. So I can't tell you exactly what the medical conditions how they develop, but I can tell you that this is a concern of many, many residents.
State Representative Kathy Bernier of Lake Halley, which is between Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, says there are sand operations in her district, but nobody's complaining about them, and nobody's asking for more regulations, so she's not getting on board your legislation. What do you have to say to her?
I would say to the constituents in Kathy Bernier's area that they do need to let Kathy know about how they feel about the sand mines, because she is telling the press that she's never had any complaints. And I have a problem really, really with that, because when I look at the numbers in my office, I have more complaints about mining, whether it's iron ore mining or sand mining, than any other topic anywhere. So I don't know. I'd say that her constituents better get busy and let her know what they've been telling me.
And Craig in Springstead emails, our sand is being shipped out of state at low prices to allow a boom and major profits to occur in another state for the oil industry. Aside from regulating the environmental aspects of these mines, let's levy taxes taxes on these mines, on par with the financial benefits coming to the out-of-state companies, essentially reaping a profit on the back of our state. Do you want to tax them more, Kathleen?
Well, taxing the sand as it leaves the state is not part of the proposal that I've put forward to my co-sponsor in the legislature. But I would say that this is another common concern that I hear from residents. It's certainly something we discussed with the iron ore mining. And royalties or some type of severance tax is commonly done with the extraction of natural resources. That's exactly what we're doing. As one of my constituents said to me, I'm watching those train loads of Peace of Wisconsin go away and they'll never be back. We're talking about 500 million-year-old sand. It's been there a long time. And it does seem to many of my constituents that this is something that the state and the people of the state need to be compensated for.
Yeah. We have just a minute to go. What's the next step, then, with these bills?
I will be asking my colleagues this week to help me with these bills, and I will be officially introducing them at the end of the week. So I would say if people have concerns about this and they think that this is a good idea, you should call your legislator or email them and say, please support Senator Vinehout. And if there are local constituents that want to be involved, I'm also putting together a sand mine task force, and I'd love to have local people be involved in that to give me advice on what the next steps are. And you can give me a call at 877-763-6636, and I'll be glad to let you know when our next meeting is.
Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, a Democratic State Senator from Alma. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this hour. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster and to Amanda Magnus for on-air production and direction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.